We have a great psalm this morning. If you'll turn to Psalm 150. Maybe I'll get on. Okay. Psalm 150. Look at the word that's repeated over and over and over and over and over again in one little psalm of, is it six or seven verses? Six verses, 13 times, God has the word praise used. 13 times. For 13 colonies? Oh, okay, great. Amen, amen. That's what it was all about. And which word is it? So I looked because there's several Hebrew words that are all translated praise in the Old Testament. So I thought, well, I wonder how many of the different variations of that Hebrew, of that word, are represented here. Only one. Hallel. Hallel is the Hebrew word for praise that's used 13 times in one psalm. So I think that word is kind of important to God. And it is a fantastic word. I love it. It's one of my favorite words in the whole Bible. It means to shine clearly, to boast, to foolishly rave. Now, how many of you, if you were at a Mariners game today, and by miracle forces they were ahead, big time, wouldn't get a little foolish and excited about that game? Because the other team catches up at the end, so it's down to just one hit's going to make the difference. And guess what? The Mariner goes up there and he doesn't, you know, drown it. He hits all run, brings in three players come in, and hallelujah, they win. Well, God's won. Bottom line, he's the winner. He's done it.
That's right.
It's accomplished. So why shouldn't we rave foolishly in praise for him? It means to celebrate, to sing. The word even has the connotation of given in marriage. God wants us so close to him that we are totally united with him in our praise to him. What were you created for? To do jobs, to go to work every day? Is that what you were created for? No, you were created to have fellowship with him. And fellowship with him, be with him, and praise him. That's why he created us. Wow! And here we can do it. He says do it with trumpets, with the dance, with stringed instruments. Now I expect all of you, even you, Dottie, I expect you dancing this morning, right? Amen. With organs. Oh, we don't have one of those. Yes, we do.
Yeah,
it makes an organ. Okay. Right, with loud cymbals. I think you can do that on that too, can't you? Dan, isn't it great? Hallelujah. He brings us more than one instrument. He brings us several with loud cymbals, with high-sounding cymbals, and then the last verse. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Do you have breath this morning?
Yeah.
Do you have a job to do this morning? We're going to praise the Lord this morning in a different way this morning. We're going to praise him by singing patriotic songs. Remember, our forefathers came here for religious freedom, for the purpose of being able to praise God as they want to. And in those songs that we're going to sing this morning, those songs talk about God and what he's done and what he's given. Amen? Amen. Right, right. Let's stand. And we can't say this out of one translation. We're going to say it out of three. Okay?
Great.
So let's go with King James first.
Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
And out of the Message.
Let everything breathing creature praise God.
Hallelujah. And from the New Living, let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
I don't know if this is old news to everybody or if some of you have never made the connection, but JAH is kind of a short form of Jehovah. Mm-hmm. And so when we say hallelujah, we're saying halal to Jehovah. And this is an international term, an international
That's
word. Right. All over the world, hallelujah is the word in common.
That's right.
So it's
hallelujah without my hands going up.
Amen.